is everybody practice at home, okay? Early in the morning or in the evening, if you have time, about 20 minutes or 30 minutes, okay? And so you just need the method to know and also relax and slowly trying to do that. You will be slowly, the beginning a little bit difficult because of wandering and also because of the drowsiness and you are not used to meditating. That's why easily we get effect for that. So if we can overcome about that, slowly we can control our mind to the object, what kinds of meditation object you want. In the beginning, the breathing also okay, metta also you can start. You're trying to concentrate until our mind get peaceful and relaxed, and then we get some kind of concentration, okay? After we get a concentration, just now we did explain that, concentrating inside of our body, the four element sensation, to get balance, to see the nature of arising and passing. Also, you can practice until get concentration. So using that four element meditation to penetrate again our body to get anti-breakdown and the ultimate reality to practice vipassana. So after that, the Buddha also explained for the deeper insight, okay? Not only look at the organs, okay? Because sometimes we have the attachment, there is my eyes, there is my organs, also we still have attachment. True, eh? There is my kidney, it's because you still see that there is concept of my heart, my liver, the kind of understanding also kind of producing attachment also. We need to practice until we don't really see about the organs. All are breaking down, that is the best. In this way, the Buddha also is bringing deeper practice for insight and also penetrate the cause. Why we can get the kinds of rupa, the body, the kinds of particles, the kind of elements, the cause of this body, okay? So we can see that the cause there. In our body, we have four causes, you can see there. The beginning, in this lifetime, when you start to come to the mother wombs, do you remember? The first moment, this life, okay, not the past life. When you start to come to the mother wounds, you don't have that big body, okay? It's just small particles. A few particles are arising only, the beginning moment, okay? We call the matter, the rupa, you know? Kind of particles, a few particles. That particle is the cause of karma. We call it karma producing rupa. In the mother womb, the beginning, very small moment, okay? Very, very small particles. So there is kind of cause of karma. A few weeks later, we have the eyes, ear, the body, you know, the nose, tongue, and body. We can get a kind of small ball, okay? From there, start slowly growing, okay? You know already the process, 8 months, 9 months, 10 months in the mother womb. Slowly get growing. Okay, the beginning is caused by the karma, karmaja rupa. A few weeks later, you get it. The mother, the energy, okay, the nutrient from the mother. So the mother starts to send the food, nutrient to your body. Small particles of the body become one ball. Then from there, start the nutrient going in. Then start to get the body, okay, body formed. Then after that, the mother really protect you in her wombs, huh? To produce what the heat, we call it temperature. So temperature, rupa also appear in your body slowly, okay? The cause of the temperature, hot and cold, the cause of the mind producing rupa also. The four causes of rupa, we need to find out, okay? Since yang, until now, we need to analyze the changing of four causes of rupa in our body. Easy or not? Difficult, okay? If we cannot see particles, difficult to analyze and difficult to separate. But if you are not practiced until this level, we cannot let go of our knowing about organs. This is my organs. Understand? So we really need to break down. we need to penetrate. What is the cause? You know, then roughly we can understand the feeling about hot and cold, the feeling. We know that in the eyes we can feel it. Understand? We can feel every part of the body, but we can't really see it, particles and this small particle. Okay? Understand not? And then we can see about particles, so the nature is always arising, standing, falling, and passing away. Okay? So rising and standing and passing away. The nature in the end, we see rising and passing, rising and passing, rising and passing about the rupa. Understand? Then only we can contemplate impermanence or death rupa, then suffering or death rupa, non-self. We can't hold it for a while, okay? Or unknown self, impermanence. So we can look at that. Then we understand truly. Then after that, not only that, we also need to analyze again, so many things, okay? So there's many steps to follow for the inside knowledge. So but the beginning, we just going simple and easier, okay? The sensation first, then the nutriment, we're trying to feel about the nutriment also. When you eat the food, not to attach on that food, come into your mouth, using the saliva and chewing. Understand? So from there, how the food going, you know that the process all the way from the throat to the stomach. So whatever you eat, someone might eat dinner, okay? Do you remember what kinds of food that you eat? Mm. For lunch, from lunch also? Concentrate from the lunch, okay? When you eat the food that, do you still record the image? That the food that what you eat, do you remember? Mm-hmm. Do you remember or not? Yes. Yeah, don't forget, okay? So then, the food is now sometimes inside the stomach, okay? Can you see or not the image now? Different before you eat and after eating, you know. So now you can see inside your stomach like a porridge, you know, Oh, then we have digestive fire inside the stomach, okay, caused by the karma. So that digestive fire will cook your food inside the stomach, cooking, you know. After cooking, we'll separate two sections. Some can be nutrient useful. Some are rubbish, no? Rubbish, you know, the process where to go, you know? Can you see or not? Yes. Where's the food going? Small intestine, large intestine, good or no good, man? There, okay, everybody have that, okay? And then the nutriment. From that, the nutriment also kind of particles, okay? Many particles are arising from the food, you know? One particle you penetrate inside, we have eight kinds of characteristics inside that particles. Understand? Eight kinds of particle characteristics mean the four elements, okay? The earth element, the water, fire, and the wind. Four elements inside that particles. And also the color of particles, the smell of particles, the taste of particles, and the nutriment. We have a characteristic in this one particular inside. Understand? So we can see nutriment. Every nutriment particle inside have that a characteristic. This is the nature of rupa. Understand? So we can see each particle inside has that a characteristic. That's why you get not only that kind of nutriment everywhere. You can see that. But that nutriment will spread slowly to your eyes, to your ears. How that nutriment spread, that is important, okay? We have the generation of rupa also, no? So just now you could see that in your stomach, get that nutriment particles. In this one particles, eight characteristics, you know already. Temperature also one kind of characteristic inside, okay? That temperature can produce the new generation of rupa. Understand? Mm-hmm. The new generation, in the beginning is like a mother. The mother will give birth, baby. So when the baby by from that nutrient particle, okay? The heat can produce new generation. new treatment also can produce the new generation. Understand? Mm-hmm. From one particle spread for two, another two. Rubaglepa coming out from there. Understand? In this way, the process of rupa is growing green. You know, not the when the new one comes, the old one will disappear. Understand? Mm-hmm. Then from that new one, from there inside of the particles, we can see again a characteristic again. So from there a characteristic, temperature process again. So until 8 or 9 generation, nutriment can spread again until 8 or 9 generation. Then from there start slowly growing to the eyes, ear, nose, tongue, and body. Understand not? Mm-hmm. In this way, so the new one come, the old one disappear. That's what we call impermanence or rupa. Understand? If we cannot see what the nature of appear and disappear, then difficult. We need to practice until that level. On tree, you can see the tree or the flowers. Inside, you need to break down until particles. Also the same, you know, in the tree, vines can grow. The tree doesn't have mind, only rupa. Vine can grow from the small and the big. The generation or temperature, inside it only one kind of rupa kalapa, not like a human, okay? Understand? Human, just now I did explain how many causes of rupa, how many causes of rupa in human body. 4 causes, okay, don't forget. Cause where the karmaja produce, okay? Number 2, cause where the mind producing rupa. Temperature producing rupa. Nutriment producing rupa. The 4 causes of rupa inside human body and animal body. Understand now? Even in the day one, the same, okay? Okay, the material, like the tree, it's not like a human, okay? They don't have the mind. So we cannot say that they are beings, okay? But although they don't have the mind, why they can grow small and big? Because of temperature rupa kalapa. Only one kind of rupa kalapa in the tree. And every kind of material thing outside, only one kind of particles only. The cause of temperature. Understand not? So then temperature rupa also can generate the new rupa kalapa can come out from there. Understand? Yeah. So when the new one come out, the old one disappear. So from there start the process since young until the bit is growing, the tree is growing. All the process of temperature, you know. So when we are young, younger time, the children you can see, 15, 16 years old, growing very fast, they could eat a lot because of their temperature is very good in their stomach, digestive fire is good. Whatever they eat can digest, so growing very fast. Generation is very good, understand? Process of the nutriment growing. But when we get old, after 60, 70, can eat or not like a younger time? Although it also cannot digest, you know, you can be difficult digestion, you know. The cause of difficult digestion, less heat. The heat power get lesser and lesser in your stomach. So whatever you eat that cannot digest properly, cannot cook quickly, understand? Because of less fire. That's why the food is always remain inside. That's why you cannot get much nutriment. The body growing also gets slow down, and get lesser and lesser. Understand? No? Mm-hmm. So in the tree, also the same. Younger time, the generation of temperature very fast, can produce many generation. So the tree can be grow. When the aging, you know, the aging come to the same as a human, the tree also. Temperature process get lesser and lesser. The tree also, the color change, gets sick and can die. The nature, same with the human, no? Understand? No? So the aging, you can see in everywhere, not only in our body. Understand? No? Based on the temperature, rupa is how they support each other. There is importance, no? So in this way, we need to analyze inside of our body how temperature rupa is going inside, arising and passing. supporting and they went. Understand? And the nutrient, whatever you eat, the nutrition is good or not, suitable or not, you need to take care also. The food that if you are not taking care, easily will get sick also. True or not? Cancer patient, you need to be balanced the food. You are not taking care there, easily will cause, you know. The karma also. The karma, we cannot say that how long you need to be stay, how much you have lifespan. Can say or not. Cannot tell also. That's why if you want to get long life, what you need to do? You need to do a lot of good things, okay? You need to, the Buddha also explain that, and you do a lot of metta, not torture to the beings, and you send metta to the other beings, that's why it can produce your lifespan and your good karma get good. Lifespan will get longer, you get a long life, okay? That is the cause and the effect also. Understand? So we can take care of our karma, karmaja, rupa, long life, for the long life, taking care about your karma, practice while making good things, okay? Understand now? Temperature, you know how to take care. If you get a hot, you're trying to make it cold, okay? Cold, trying to make it warm. So taking care to get balance in your body. And also you can use the four element meditation to get balance inside also. If the element is not balanced, easily you will get sick also. Understand? Too cold also will get sick. Too hot also will get sick also. So many things can be changed because of that temperature. Understand? The nutrient just not ideal. So therefore, causes need to be a balance in your body. It's balanced, you will be okay. You can stay, can take care of your body. And then, also we need to see the nature arising and passing. Every causes or rupa, the nature of arising and passing. Next time, if you want to learn, we will explain very detailed. Now it's just for general knowledge, okay? Sorry, okay? So we need to see until that level, then only we understand truly about the nature of our body. Every moment, every minute in our body, always changing, arising and passing, getting old every second. Can you see or not now? Changing and every moment. After 10 years, we start to realize that, oh, I'm getting old. Within one moment, difficult to see. That's why we need concentration mind to penetrate the changing. After you see what the changing, only we will start to believe, oh, every moment, every second, my body get older and changing, you know. That's why we see about Vipassana practice in this way. Understand? Okay. After seeing truly about the body, inside the body, while changing about rupa, we still need to analyze our mind. Penetrating our mind also, Vipassana object, okay? The mind, many people know that knowing to the object is the mind. Enough or not? Not enough, okay? We still need to study about the process of our mind, okay? The mind. From that mind, how the karma produce, how the karma creating, that's also very important. Next time we need really deep concentration, and that deep concentration mind only, you can analyze the thought process of our mind in a hard base. The rising and the passing away of good and bad mind, okay, we can see today. Good means wholesome mind. Wholesome means you know already, after contact with your eyes, okay? Your eyes will contact with external object. We can call that rupa and rupa. I don't go for very detail, okay? Just for easy understand, okay? You need the object, and also your eyes, we call the eye transparent element. The eye also need to be clear, need to be a good condition. Also, when the eyes contact with external object, after contact, we have eye consciousness happen. The eye consciousness will produce the mind, idol, and mind or thought process. The mind, okay? Understand that? If your eye is not contact with external object, we don't have understanding or thought process or the mind for connected with this eye, okay? We don't know what is the object. Understand? Because we contact object, external object and internet, in eyes, then in the eye consciousness will produce, we have two levels of the mind, okay? two sessions in one mind. Okay? Understand that? We could always we have happening at one mind. One mind had the first moment. We call that idle thought process. The second part is mind thought process. Okay? For the idle thought process, we just contact to the object. We know roughly what is it. But the mind is not so clear on that object. Just knowing. Understand? Understand now? Just knowing the desire not strong yet, knowing all this object not so clear, not obvious. That's why the karma doesn't happen in that part. Okay? So after that, we will keep it again on this object. Keep on thinking again, keep on thinking again. The mind gets deeper and deeper. We get more understand on that object. It is we call the mind door. I door and the mind door, that's the only way that the mind door gets stronger feeling, that karma will happen in the mind door. Okay? So I door and mind door connecting, this is we call one mind. Understand now? Understand? A little bit difficult, okay, but we need to understand for the insight, okay? That's why. So if we don't want to get very obvious feeling, we have to start after knowing that we don't think continuously. Then we can cut imagery, not much feeling on that. Understand? If we are really concentrating on that object, then we will get feeling strongly, okay? Sometimes you feel happy with that object. You feel that it is sometimes happy, is we call the feeling, pity, okay? Sometimes unhappy, suffering, okay? Sometimes no feeling, equanimity. We get three kinds of feeling on that object after contact. Understand? Mm-hmm. So based on your feeling, you know, you feel good on that, you like it, this object, and also the wisdom. Sometimes the wisdom means that is useful for wholesome thing and good thing. So when you look at the flower, or you know that it is beautiful, you like it. Not only for that, for the wholesome. Oh, this one I can offer to the Buddha. Oh, I can give to my friend, they will be happy. You know, understanding for using for that object, wisdom. So the wisdom and the happy feeling on that object, the mind, where I get wholesome. Understand? Wholesome mind will happen for that object. Understand not? Don't fall to sleep, okay? Sorry. And then another one. So when you contact, you concentrate, then sometimes you doesn't like it. Dislike feeling, okay? Because of that dislike feeling, then slowly, slowly, the mind also not happy. Then, although, because I'm not happy, so sometimes you don't have wholesome, unwholesome mind. Unwholesome is based on different kinds of unwholesome. We have that based sometimes great desire, sometimes angry desire, angry feeling, and jealousy feeling, and then restless feeling, all based on the wrong view feeling or an unwholesome mind. Okay, so the kind of mind is coming to you. And you will crave bad karma. Understand not? Mm-hmm. Understand?
Yes.
Jealousy to other is good or not good? Keep on jealous, keep on jealous. Is good for your body? Or good for your mind? Not. I get a lot of bad things happen, you know? Angry, always angry, angry, good or not?
No good.
No good. So you know already. So I don't need to explain until very deep, okay? You know that. So all kinds of minds can be happen. So three kinds of mind happen. We need to understand this is good or no good. If no good, we're trying to cut. How to cut? Let go. Let go is easier. Sometimes not enough. After let go, come back again. Let go is short time. Then come back again. Because you are not totally cut yet. Understand? So you stay here attachment but I only just cut for a short time. You think again, or attachment can come in again. That's why totally we need to cut acid. On this object, we need to break down antiparticles. Trying to see about impermanent suffering nonsense, not to attach. No? Understand not? Okay. Then only development is not easy to come again. In this way, we need to practice meditation. Everything it disappear and they disappear in your mind, not rupa object. Understand? Because of you still have concept of rupa in your mind, still have feeling arise after contact. So when you can break down for all the object or rupa, no more feeling on that object. Understand? So that's why the Buddha is saying dependent origination. Dependent origination, the cause of dependent origination from attachment. Understand not?
Yeah.
Attachment to where? Attachment to who? Yourself. You know, you have attachment. Oh, next life, where you want to go? Where you want to go? To the human? Do you want to come back again to the human life? Don't want. So go where? Don't want to go anywhere. So to the heaven? To the Australia? Come on, don't want to come. You know, so the destination, no? Wrong view, we can say that. I want to be a human. I want to be a deva, you know? I want to be a woman, man. The kind of understanding to the object is we call wrong view. Understand not? If you had that concept, sure you will get rebirth again. Understand? So the Buddha is saying, but the right view is not me, not my body, not his body, not deva, not human. Why is that? Rupa kalapa. Only rupa kalapa rising and passing, impermanence. No, in our mind, cannot get any kind of concept. When you think about human, sure, human form will come into you. So there is attachment. And with wrong understanding to the object. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think about anything, and you also don't have attachment to the anything, can get another life. Can get another. Don't want anything, you know? And also, if you don't want, you need to try, you need to stop about the cause of that. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want and you don't know how to cut about the cause, also cannot stay welcome. Understand? So you don't want the tree. You only cut branch and the leaf. You never pull out the root. Can or not? Why come again? Next year, we'll grow again. Because the root are dead, you know? We need to pull out the root all the way. Then only because of not root, and you don't have any branch, and you don't have any leaf and the fruits. Understand now? Do you understand now? So
yes.
That's why, if you really want to stop the Buddha is saying, you need to cut all the attachment, you know? For that attachment, then it's how you will cut. You know? Attachment that we know already, from knowing, we want to get more and more, we need to do vipassana on that knowing of our mind, to be a human, to be a deva. The kind of concept we need to totally need to let go, we need to change to right understanding, not mind, not body. Understand not? Not deva, not the human. There is right understanding. When you get a right understanding, only you don't have attachment for the next rebirth. You don't have desire to be what I want. Understand not?
Mm-hmm.
Understand now?
Yes.
So short way, okay? That's why we need to pray. If you cannot cut in this way, sure you will get the rebirth, sure you will get by aggregate the body and the mind again. Then you need to take care, then slowly you know already the river aging, growing, and this is 70 years ago, again. So within this aging, you can see sometimes happy, sometimes not happy. The feeling keep on disturb you. Understand not? Understand?
Yes.
The feelings keep on changing. Sometimes you feel good, you feel okay. Sometimes you don't feel good, you feel suffering. Understand? So the Buddha is saying, who have the body and the mind, all are suffering beings. Understand? Then so we need to accept that that suffering is keep on coming, how we should let go, how we should stop, and that way or prevent by practice of vipassana. Then slowly we can reduce slowly our feeling, let go of our attachment on that body. So the more you let go, the feeling will be slowly, slowly will be disappear also. Okay, you don't feel much attachment on your body. Understand? Mm-hmm. So that's why if you have a strong attachment, after you get aging, you get sick, you get unhappy. Slowly you will know the nature that. Truly that. Now you are young, you don't feel about suffering much. When you get aging come, everybody will suffer. Dislike feeling will be arise. Understand? And also separation from your beloved, suffering. When you get an aging time, you will see separate all your friends with either you or they go fast to die, okay? Separation. Your family member also will separate from you. So when you will be suffering also. Understand? So all the suffering because of this or the attachment. So if you don't want suffering, we really need to cut attachment. So that's why. The basis, we need to go slowly about the truth of the suffering, the origin of the suffering, or our body and the mind. So when we understand that, our vipassana object can be a tool, okay? Not only just looking about present moment of arising and passing of nama and rupa, we still need to penetrate the cause of that body, you know? The cause of that suffering body. We need to know the effect, the cause and effect, present and the future. In this way, we're trying to understand first. After understanding, we really need to cut. Not to think again and again, desire, okay? Understand that? Because of we want, when you keep on thinking, the desire keep on coming. Understand that? Now I tell you, but oh, I want to be a wife. You don't think so much about that. But the desire in yourself, I want to be beautiful. I want to be young, younger than last year. True or not? Can or not?
No.
I want to be like 10 years ago, okay? So you have that intention. You want to be beautiful, okay? You want to be young, forever young. True? True or not? People tell you you look old. Are you okay or not? You know, someone tell, oh, you look so old, and then not like last time, then you're not happy, you know. And you don't want people to know you that you are getting old. Understand? True or not? You want to hide aging. You don't want to show your aging to the other people. Why? Why? You don't want, when you get a white hair come, quickly change the color, okay? You don't want to show I have white hair. True or not? True? So skin is, you know, wrinkle, and the many things happen, quickly go for what you know already, okay? So you want to be look younger and younger, okay? There is attachment. And also you don't want to face on the aging. True or not? True? So that is you are not yet ready, okay? Because you are not yet ready, so you scared about aging. You scared about that, you know? You don't want to die. And you don't want to get old. So you think the young is safe, you can stay longer. Old is not safe, very soon will die. True or not? So you don't want to die, that is the main reason. So you want to get long life. Understand? So if you understand about the Dhamma, the nature, you are not scared. Okay? I'm ready now. Tomorrow dying also okay, happy to die. Understand? And you understand about the nature, all are impermanence. Now I'm not dying also, one day I have to die. Just let it go in. So you don't have much attachment. You don't have much worry on your body. Just easily you can cut attachment. You also can let go peacefully, you can stay in this life. Understand? Mm-hmm. So, okay, so you invite me for tonight, and take which level you want to practice. Okay? And then go to Nirvana, and then Arahant, or and then One's retinal or anti-sutophen or anti-concentration. Concentration. So then we don't talk too much about vipassana, okay? So, but we need to understand, okay, the Buddha teaching, the dependent origination. If you really want to cut all the desire, all the attachment, we have to go and practice step by step. We need to understand one by one and the way Buddha teaching until we really can cut all the attachment. No? But that is not easy. 180 degree is totally different. The Buddha teaching and our desire, okay? The Buddha teaching that if you want to go Nibbana, you want to have attachment, have to let go of whatever you have. Everything you need to throw away, you know. Can you throw away? Your wife, can you throw or not? not throw. Just donation, okay? Dana, dana. Can you dana your wife to other people? Your husband. Can or not? Can you dana your husband to other people? So, if I talk about vipassana and the arahant, then I will retire, okay? Cannot, okay? We have to let go of many things, many desire need to reduce. Desire, not to think so many things, what I want and what I want. Understand? In our mind, keep on thinking that I want this, when there's so many. The Buddha asks you to let go, but you want so many. Totally different. So we can't follow it. Understand? So then, because of that, we need true understanding. You know? When we get the true understanding by meditation, you can accept that. Although young, if you have vipassana knowledge, you can get that kind of concentration and right understanding. Slowly in your mind, you really don't want. Meditate, okay? You get a jhana, the first jhana, second jhana. Meditation, concentration, mind, it concentrate on one object. Happy. You don't need anything. Understand? So, on that object, you can control your mind to get stable. When you get a concentration mind, you get a happy feeling. So when you get happy on this object, other things is not important. Understand? Mm-hmm. So in this way, we can control our mind not to get attachment to other things from that one object. Understand? Understand now? Yes. So we can cut many kind of desire by concentration to the meditation, from the meditation object. So when you get the taste of the Dhamma, we don't need so many cars. We don't need so many houses, okay? We don't need so many people. Quietly, you can meditate. You get a peaceful feeling in every way, in any time. So safe, and you don't need so much attachment. You understand? Mm-hmm. Then the next step, based on this concentration, we practice again, vipassana again. You will see truly in your mind, in your inside, oh, there is repulsiveness of body, can cut attachment. Not to attach to my body, not to attach to others, or they also one day will happen like this. And then deeper concentration to practice and they just not at this way, all the rupa, the nature and the mind, impermanent suffering or non-self, slowly in your mind you can accept that the nature. One day we all have to let go. One day will disappear, you know. Everything will disappear from us. So when we understand the true thing, although you are young, you are ready. Everything you can cut. Understand not? Because now you don't want to cut. That's why, okay? When you want to cut, everything okay can cut everything. Then only we really can go to the Nirvana. Understand? So I want all of you to go Nirvana. Okay? So please come to Myanmar and meditate with us, okay? Yeah. Thank you very much. Huh?
Thank you.
Yes, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Any questions?
Questions?
A few questions.
We still have some time left for any questions. Don't be shy. We had a question.
Yeah, Sadie. Just just now you mentioned that when in our mind door we have sukha, dukkha, upekkha. Sukha will create good karma, but also you create attachments.
Yeah.
So we should practice up to, we should practice more on the upekkha side to create attachments. Is that correct?
No. Sukha means based on the how you take this object. Sometimes happy feeling can be an unwholesome object also. So that's why we need to combine with the wisdom to get wholesome. The object, you get sukha and happy feeling on the wholesome object, dharma object is better. You know? So that's why we need to control, you know. Not anti equanimity, but indeed sukha and dukkha also we still can analyze which object you are taking. Based on the kind of happy, based on what object, we still can analyze, no? Then still can control. Mm-hmm. Understand? Mm-hmm. Okay, eh? Difficult for you tonight, eh?
No, only first level. Any other questions?
If no question, I think you can rest, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. No?
I think maybe such a thorough talk that there are no more questions. But this is just level one, because I think there is more level to come. So next time you're in Sydney, we would love to have you again here at the Metta Centre for the next level.
thank you very much. Next time we'll explain more about Dibbada and the step of meditation. Today it's just overall I want to, it's because the object is for the Vipassana, so we need to explain so many things, okay?
Yes.
If you want to concentrate on like concentration practice, we will explain more about how to practice and to get jhana or the kind of, no? So
already,
no? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me to come here, and I hope all of you to be happy and healthy and then to the new dharma.
And for those who are interested in the Dharma tour, we will also be posting this online as well. So for those who weren't able to come today, they can also have access to the Dharma tour. I just have some few announcements, if that's okay to make.
Okay.
Thank you. Next week we have another Dharma tour, and the intention for those who haven't been to the Metta Centre before, it's a non-sectarian space where we invite teachers, but also allow other teachers to come and use a space free of charge, because we think it's important. It's so precious that really there is no charge for it. And so next Friday we will have same time, same place. We will have Bonpon Sunim. She's an Australian nun who practices in the Korean Zen tradition, and she'll be here to talk about mindfulness and sacred balance, expanding beyond the boundaries of self to embrace all life. So that's next Friday. We'd love to have you here again. Also in September, we have Tadong Rinpoche, who'll be coming in from Melbourne to do a series of talks. So there will be a talk on the Friday, 16th of September, same time, same place, on the Institute of Buddhism, how the Buddha's teachings of compassion and interdependent origination can help us in daily life and beyond. Then there will be two-part series, commentaries on the Heart Sutra, Saturday, 17th of September, and Saturday, 22nd of October. And those teachings will be in Mandarin, but it will be all translated into English. So if you or anyone you know would be interested in any of these talks, and we've got many, many other events coming up as well, there's a red book on that table. Please put down your email and we can add you to the mailing list as well. We also have our website and Facebook page where you can jump on there and add further and get some further information. On that table, we also have some free distribution book. We also have some free food and drinks as well, so feel free to gather around. And finally, for those who would like to create the good karma to propel us into whichever way we wish to be, whether it is towards another realm of existence or preferably towards nirvana, we also have a purple donation box over there for anyone who would like to donate and support this centre. Everything that you see here is all through the generosity of people giving their time freely, because we don't charge for our events. So it's so nice to see everyone here. There are a few people who are interested to see next door, because what we try to practice here is the Dhamma space where we learn the teachings here, but we apply it into our daily life. And part of lay practitioners, we spend a lot of time at work. And right livelihood is very important. How do we actually, as lay practitioners, bring the Dhamma into our work, into our family, into our life, rather than starting our Dhamma practice at 5 o'clock after we finish our jobs? So if you're interested, I'm happy to show you what happens next door with the space that we use over there and the community projects that we hope to achieve. So stick around if you're interested. Otherwise, I hope to see you next time.
Good night. Thank you so much.
Sorry? So here, this is our website, and all of our information is on there. Yeah, all of our events. So maybe what I'll do is I will add you to our mailing list.